Hey, better late than never, right? We are Grand Forks' best source. We're GFBS, and it's time now for your morning update for this Tuesday, September 20th. Brought to you by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. You know, if you're thinking about a new pet to complete your family, hey, why not adopt, right? Please contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Now, your new adopted family member will be spayed or neutered, chipped, and up to date with shots, and it'll be ready to come to its new forever home. Circle of Friends could also use dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, and more. Now, if you'd like to help pets in need, please contact them at cofpets.com. Circle of Friends is also hiring. Hey, make your family complete by adopting. Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Call 701-775-3732. Well, our weather today, partly cloudy skies, high of 75. I don't even like giving the weather forecast after yesterday's, but there you go, shooting for about 75 degrees today. Well, members of Congress in North Dakota are asking Motor Coach to reconsider its decision to close its Pembina plant. About 175 members of IAM Local W384 were told they'll be out of a job by the end of the year. Senators Kevin Cramer and John Hoeven, along with Representative Kelly Armstrong, say these workers produce a top-quality product and they should continue to have the opportunity to manufacture in North Dakota. IAM Midwest Territory General Vice President Steve Galloway applauds these members for taking a stand. Plant, by the way, has been in Pembina since 1963. Well, an English language teacher at Red River High School in Grand Forks has been named the 2023 North Dakota Teacher of the Year. Ceremony was held Monday morning to celebrate Ivana Todorovics in Bismarck at the Capitol's Memorial Hall. She was honored along with three other finalists for the award by State Superintendent Kirsten Baszler and Governor Doug Burgum. She'll become a candidate for the National Teacher of the Year Award. Now, Todorovic also receives a $15,000 grant used for promoting the teaching profession. She began her career with Grand Forks Public Schools back in 1995. While Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on Friday rolled out a framework for fighting climate change that shows his proposed direction on the environment if he wins the second term, a sweeping plan that would slash carbon emissions and speed the switch over to electric vehicles. Walz announced the package just a week before early voting starts in an election in which control of the governor's office and both houses of the divided legislature are at stake. He said he announced it this late in his term because it had taken a long time to complete the plan, and that campaign season is a good time to foster conversations about policy directions. The issue will transcend whoever's elected. This issue is not going away. It needs to be addressed, according to Walz. Well, here we go with your Moe's Daily Dish at Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Oh, mushroom and Swiss burger with one of Moe's juicy hamburgers. Cooked to order, topped with garlic, roasted mushrooms, and Swiss cheese. All on a toasted brioche bun served with your choice of fries or a salad. And it's only $10. By the way, Moe's going to be opening up at 7 o'clock again starting tomorrow. And they're also looking to hire some cooks and servers. You can check them out. Just stop in to Moe's Cafe, or you can check out their Facebook page, too. Hey, man, Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall here. What a great place to eat and also an awesome place to work. Well, in sports, Jalen Hurts threw for 333 yards and a touchdown. He ran for 57 yards and two more scores to lead the Philadelphia Eagles to a 24-7 win over the Minnesota Vikings last night. Pathetic game by the Vikings. What happened to their defense? On that note, what happened to their offense? Same with Major League Baseball. The Twins got crushed by the Cleveland Guardians 11-4 yesterday. Twins are in Kansas City to take on the Royals tonight at 7. University of North Dakota hockey program will open the 2022-23 season ranked number 4 in the national polls as the DCU/USCHO and USA Today, USA Hockey Magazine polls were released on Monday. Now, this marks the third straight season that North Dakota has been inside the top 10 to begin the season, with the Fighting Hawks looking to claim their fourth straight NCHC crown. And by the way, UND football team now ranked number 19 in the latest FCS poll. They're moving up. Boys high school soccer yesterday, Central beat East Grand Forks at a tight one, 3-2. Games tonight as Central hosting Fargo North and Grand Forks Red River at Fargo Davies. Game times are at 7 o'clock, and East Grand Forks will host Alexandria tonight, and that game is also 7 o'clock. Girls volleyball, Red River hosts Devil's Lake. Grand Forks Central is at Horace. And there you go. That's your morning update. with special thanks to the Southtown Poorhouse, where every day is a great day. Hey, stop in for your favorite drinks and, of course, happy hour. Buy one app, get one half off every day from 6 to 8. And you can't forget about $3 burgers on Tuesdays and those awesome steak specials Thursdays from 5 to 8. Make sure to check out SouthtownPoorhouseGF.com to find out when your favorite band is playing live. This Friday, it's Sticky Scissors, and Saturday, it's Uptown. Every day is a great day at Southtown Poorhouse, 2015 Library Circle, right next to the Grand Cities Mall. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m., and I believe they are looking to hire, too, at the Southtown Poorhouse. Hey, the Great Reset is back today at 11 with Dr. Dan and David with the Midwest Public Health Coalition, and we're going to talk about city councils, old COVID news, bad government, and more, and make sure to tune in. And make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You'll never miss a show that way. And also, become a patron on Podbean, a chance for you to qualify for some pretty cool giveaways. Hey, we all know Grand Forks is a lovely place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.